Hey, here we go. We're live. We are live on 88.3 FM. Thanks, Tayshawn, for keeping us in line. You know what? You know what's cool about live radio? You get that. And I want to thank everyone who joined us for the first part of the show. All of those segments, remember, they'll be available at abqconnect.online. And I want to welcome into studio some new friends, some dear friends we've known for a time in studio with us. Tamara is here. Now, Quality Tam is part of the history of KLYT.
Yes, sir.
Remind people that...
It is Quality Tam. You can find Quality Tam for both on YouTube and podcasts. That's what I do now. And
yeah.
Then Quality Tam and Friends is when we go out and we do music and we do pop-up worship nights. And
yep.
All that fun stuff.
And you're doing some of that. You're going to have, tonight is...
Tonight is the night. We hope that we see you. We're going to be from 6 to 8 o'clock at Hope Christian School.
Yep.
We're going to have free concert out in their new amphitheater. It's absolutely beautiful. I've been there.
Yeah, and listen, you're not stopping this Friday. It's going to be the next several...
Yes.
The next several
and
Fridays.
It's Quality Tam and Friends. I've got Quality Tam and Friends tonight, but then some more of my friends will be performing and singing and doing worship and fun celebration of this 50th anniversary.
Now, do you have the schedule memorized? I can bring it up here real quick, but I know that next week...
All you need to know is food trucks. That's what you need to know.
Okay.
Come hungry.
Yeah.
Food trucks and music.
Yeah. well, and are all the musicians we're going to be hearing over the next several weeks all local?
Yes, we've got local artists from all over, different churches around the state of New Mexico, and they're all very, very good.
Now, I know some of them. Are all of them part of leading worship in various...
Yes, in both English and Spanish.
Nice.
So you'll find them all over the place.
Nice.
And maybe one of our artists will maybe do a little Spanish. I'm trying to tell her to do some Spanish. We'll see what she does.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's fantastic.
Bring back some... I know, I'm going to age myself. Bring back some of those Jackie Velasquez hits.
Hey! On repeat, man. Played her on repeat.
But put it on your calendar. It's real easy to find. Go to hopechristianschool.org. If you, for some reason you forget that, go to our Facebook page. We have it pinned to the top of our Facebook page between now and the end of the series. But I want to introduce the other guests we have in studio. Lance Melford is here. Lance, you've been on with us, I believe, before, but it's been a little while. Now you've learned to talk Texan.
That's right.
The Kaya Yippee.
That's right. All the way from Houston, Texas.
Yeah. But Lance is part of the Hope Christian Board of Directors, and you're a board member. We appreciate your investment in Hope. And, you know, Lance, by investing in Hope, you're investing in the community of Albuquerque in New Mexico. And actually, I would tell you, my hope, now obviously my great hope is in Christ, but my hope is that those students, I don't want to be selfish, but I hope they stay here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on this station, we regularly let people know about opportunity to find a Christian school. We feature a different Christian school every month. Hope has been one of them. And Lance, speak to your heart about why it's important for you to be on the board and have that impact, and why Christian education matters so much.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you so much for having us on your show. You know, I'm just amazed sitting here and I'm looking at Tamara, right? And Tamara and I both are graduates of Hope Christian School.
Yeah.
Right? It's so amazing.
I love that.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
I have been a part of this school since 1980, so 46 years. I was the first sixth grade class that came through Hope Christian
School.
Nice. Incredible.
And here I am, right?
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what I love about the community at Hope, and it's the vision to pray for, equip, and send out Christ-centered, passionate leaders into our communities, into our cities, into our jobs, our careers, into the world. And I'm sitting here looking at Tamara. You know, I mean, Hope wasn't everything, but, you know, it helped us to become who we are.
Big time.
And I see her talents, her skills, her gifts that she is utilizing for the glory of God, the anointing that is on her as she leads praise and worship. That anointing breaks the yoke, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it sets people free. And I just think it's so amazing. We're going to have so much fun tonight.
We're going to have so much fun. So much fun.
Yeah. Do you get frequent flyer? You're going to do the, you know, you're going to be here every Friday, Lance? I'll lower the expectations. But we're glad that you're here. And you've had a great impact here in the Albuquerque and New Mexico. I'll be real brief here. If it's Jim Williams, we're talking about a lot of basketball. But for those who aren't aware and maybe don't remember, Lance, you spent time playing for the Lobos. What were your years there?
Yeah, so I was there from 1989 to 1993.
Okay.
Under Coach Bliss, we went to two NCAA tournaments. I'm dating myself now.
Yeah.
The Western Athletic Conference Championship my senior year.
I watched you play, brother.
Yeah. You're like, I was there.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it was great because, you know, I really credit my years there. My platform really was to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to those guys.
You know? Earlier in this show, we were talking, so you didn't hear it, we had FCA on, the regional guy for the Rockies, talking about, how athletes are taking the advantage. You know, we see it all the time. After a win or a loss, quite honestly, the mic in front of them, and they're giving glory to the Lord. They have a platform to do that, and you've taken advantage of that over the years as well.
Yeah, it's been wonderful.
Yeah, well, we appreciate your investment in our community. And that brings us to our next guest, Linda Sanchez. Linda's the Director of Advancement at Hope Christian School. Again, the website is hopechristianschool.org. The primary reason to have you guys here is this time is promoting this concert series. Was this, Linda, your brainchild? Was this your idea?
I think it's more God's idea and maybe used me to get to it.
Yeah.
So. We did. I have a great team that we work with, and we just love what we do. We feel just very fortunate to be in this ministry. And when we were trying to find ways to celebrate our 50th, what we're calling our year of Jubilee at Hope, we wanted to do something out of the park. And we just prayed and asked God to give us some ideas. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, when it first came to me, I wasn't sure that it was going to be able to come to fruition. And he just kept nudging us along, and we're so excited for tonight, and I want to invite everybody out in the community to please come and join us. Tam will be with us. There will be food trucks, and I'm just praying for some miracles to come through, and God's going to move.
And you're watching him move, Linda. I mean, you're heading the ship on this, and then you got under rowers like Tamara, myself, Lance. We're all coming alongside. Many hands make light work, and we're going to make it happen, and God willing, happen well. And really, here's what I would say to people that are listening and that are familiar with Hope and where to find the school, where to find the venue for the shows. Invite everyone. This is something we often say here, right, Tamara? Invite everyone
and bring someone. It is open to the public.
You know, bring someone who maybe wouldn't darken the doorway of a church, but they'll come to a school venue to watch free concerts.
Absolutely.
So take advantage of that and bring some folks with you to enjoy. Tamara, can we walk through some of the upcoming shows?
Sure.
I don't know. You know, I imagine there's going to be some variants. Maybe not. Maybe they're all, no, here's kind of the playlist genre that you're going to be in, or maybe the difference between some of these. But Quality Tam, as we mentioned, and friends, kick it off tonight. What can people expect?
So tonight we're going to be doing a lot of your favorites. We're going to be doing tons of covers because that's what you have requested. I ask people to DM me and tell me what they want most. We're doing Brandon Lake, Lauren Daigle. We've got some Forrest Frank tonight. Okay. We've got all kinds of fun. And then so that's tonight. Then next Friday, July 17th, we've got a friend of mine, Ben Lowry. He's one of the worship leaders at main worship leader at Grace Church. And he does things all around the city, and he's going to bring
some
other stuff.
And listen, Ben, I know Ben.
Yes.
Ben, you talk about
it. He can sing
and the talents this guy has. Have you seen his pictures of outer space?
Are you kidding me?
He's a great photographer, musician, songwriter, singer. Here on the top of the list, he loves Jesus.
He
wants to share Jesus with people.
Yes.
And I've seen the crew that hangs out with Ben. Now, my son's moved away. He was one of them at a time.
Yeah.
And then
Sudi Rincon. She's also in the community. She is fantastic. Her voice is absolutely beautiful. Talk about anointed singers. That's what you're getting.
Yeah. And for those who aren't tracking with us,
churches.
Each of these artists are a different Friday night, starting with tonight. So Tamara, Ben, then Suri,
yes.
Rincon.
Yes.
And
very good, Steve.
Well,
very
you
good.
Know, I took
very
Spanish
good.
One. Steven. Oh, actually, I wanted to ask you when you're mentioning some of your set.
Yes.
Lance and I want to know who's doing the Phil Keaggy.
Oh, that's a secret. You have to come
okay.
to find out.
All right.
That's a secret.
We'll work on it.
You'll have to be patient on that one.
Stephen and Lauren Haynes, not familiar.
Yeah, Stephen and Lauren Haynes. They are over at, I don't want to say the wrong name of their church.
Okay.
There's one word I'm missing, and I'm going to do it again.
But they're worship leaders in town.
They're worship leaders in town. They're fantastic. Phenomenal. They are what you're going to get with these people who are here are people who are present. They're sensitive to what God's doing, and they're excited about what's happening.
Well, and then the final week, August 7th, we're back to Quality Tam. Listen, you can hear we're up against it. Linda, Lance, and Tamara, thank you for the series. Thank you for your work in our community. HopeChristianSchool.org is where to get all the information.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you guys, and we'll keep talking it up.
Yeah.
All right.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Thanks
thank
so
you.
Much. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.